It's time again for our Tuesday morning visit with the fact checkers at PolitiFact Virginia. We're joined again this morning by reporter Sean Gorman. Hi, Sean.
Hello, Wayne.
Just one item to ask you about this week. It appeared recently in the PolitiFact Virginia column, and it pertains to the 7th District congressional race between Congressman Eric Cantor and his Democratic opponent, Wayne Powell. And Cantor made the claim that Wayne Powell has, quote, a stated position of having no objection to taking In God We Trust off of U.S. currency. You checked the facts on that. What did you find out?
Well, to support that charge, Cantor's campaign pointed to a question and answer session that Powell took part in earlier this year on Reddit, a social media website. During that interview, Powell was asked if he would support taking the words under God off the currency and replacing them with the Latin phrase e pluribus unum, which means out of many, one. Now, Powell's reply said he would not object to replacing In God We Trust with the Latin phrase. Now, when we asked Powell about this, he said he is responsible for the comment, but he said he never actually made it and that he, in fact, opposes removing In God We Trust from U.S. currency. And let's explain that part of the story. Powell said he dictated his answers during the online interview to Eileen Burke, a website designer who worked briefly for his campaign. Powell said Burke typed in the answers to questions during a two-hour interview, and Powell said that Burke, whom we could not reach, remained logged on after Powell left and that Burke had written the passage in question. Now, Powell still takes responsibility for the posting, but he said it does not represent his view, and he described himself as a lifelong Southern Baptist. Powell said he was unaware of the issue until we contacted him last week. There's no doubt that when Cantor made his statement, Powell's stated position was that he wouldn't object to replacing In God We Trust with E pluribus unum, so we rate Cantor's statement true.
Okay. Thanks to Sean Gorman at PolitiFact Virginia.
Thanks, Wayne.